Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. With record high Lyme disease cases in Wisconsin, a new antibody treatment aims to provide seasonal protection against the disease by offering passive immunity. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the Borrelia burgdorferi bacteria. Seth Letterman heads Tonic Pharmaceuticals, the company licensing the antibody treatment. He says it works by neutralizing a key component of the bacteria.
There are about 70 million people in the United States who are in areas where there's significant infestation with ticks infected with Borrelia. And right now, there are not good alternatives to treat it.
Wisconsin saw nearly 6,500 cases of Lyme disease in 2024, the highest on record. Letterman says the intention of the antibody treatment is to provide seasonal protection, with people receiving it in spring for protection through summer and fall. The antibody was developed at the University of Massachusetts and differs from a vaccine treatment by providing what Letterman calls passive immunity, meaning it requires no work from the body's immune system. That's unlike vaccines, which he explains can cause issues for people with immune system problems.
Vaccines have issues relating to waking up the immune system in one way or another. So I think that the tolerability of antibodies is generally favorable relative to a vaccine.
Letterman emphasizes that people who have had Lyme disease don't develop protective immunity naturally. 20% go on to develop chronic symptoms, which can be severely debilitating. It will be a while before the treatment is available. An initial trial phase has been completed, with clinical trials set to begin in the next 2 years. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers bury the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3. The Cubs' Michael Busch led off with a solo home run shot. Milwaukee responded with a six-run rally in the bottom of the first and never looked back. Freddie Peralta lasted until midway through the sixth with 95 pitches, giving up two solo home run shots. His nine strikeouts ties a Brewers team record for most strikeouts in a playoff game since Don Sutton and two others. Game two, Monday night, just after 8 o'clock, Quinn Priester set to get the start. College football, the Badgers made a change at quarterback, starting Hunter Simmons. They scored on the opening drive, but that was about it as Wisconsin lost at Michigan today, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
That's tough. I don't care on either side of the ball. I don't know if they had a 13-play drive, you know, and I know we did on the first series, but we have to be able to find ways. The difference in a ball game is some big plays.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
State Senator Jeff Smith. We're talking about the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. Republicans blocked funding for this.
They instead sent the governor a 16-page letter blaming him for this problem. Well, it was in his budget. Once the budget is out of his office and in their hands, it's up to them. Our job is to manage the funding. We can do it, but the governor can't. So it's avoiding our own responsibility by not addressing that.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
If it's too early for Halloween, what are all the decorations doing up? That's all right. It's a fun holiday. Enjoy. We're going to dream the morning away here on the Music of the Stars. Welcome a new station, Milwaukee's WZTI 107.3 FM. We featured Gordon Jenkins and his Seven Dreams. One more to go. Gordon Jenkins wrote the saddest music in real life. There's a big cut-up. There, I blew his cover.
The gifts I want and never ask, please. I could fly to Paris, all that's at my beck and call. Why do I go through life with nothing at all? But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. I can be a singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone and take her to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the crowd insane.
I can go to bed alone and never know her name. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come.
Vic DeMone. Nobody better.
In my seventh dream, I seemed to be walking through a New England countryside. I had a disquieting feeling of being suddenly alone in a world of giant rocks, trees, and wildflowers. I was about to turn back when it happened. Directly ahead of me, I saw the figure of a girl. She was seated on a rocky ledge, arms around her knees and her eyes looking intently into mine. A feeling of sudden elation held me as I heard her voice for the first time.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I felt a curious chill of excitement and a strong attraction, a compulsion that was completely new to me. I moved closer as she spoke again.
Come and I'll take care of you. Come, come with me. I'll take care of you.
I never felt quite this way. I never saw you until today. But still I know I must say I love you.
Happily unreal, and I must also reveal I love you.
Oh, what are we to do?
I hear the music play.
I don't belong to you.
It's calling us away.
I know that I should run. But my heart commands me stay. I don't know what to do.
Love me.
What to do?
Love me.
I'm afraid.
Don't be. I'll take care. Cannot grow old by the friendly warmth of your fire at night. I'll prepare your tea when you tire
I go with you, will I be ashamed? There are names I'd just as soon not be named. If I go with you, will I have to stay? It's pretty hard for me to stay away very long at a time. You know how it is.
If you come with me, you shall not return, though the sun should freeze or the earth should burn. But you
lonely as a morning star.
No one loves you as they
love
should.
Love is seldom understood.
Come with me and we will laugh when we want to, and cry if we have to. Make love when it strikes us, and if no one likes us.
If these precious joys I will know with you, you may lead the way. I will go with you. As for all the things that I leave behind, may they never cross my mind. Let the storm clouds weep, let the winds complain. We will lead our love down a lasting lane. We will warm our hearts by a magic fire.
This time, let it ring.
Jenkins, Bill Lee, Beverly Marr. Seven Dreams, here's Bob Goulet, the music of the stars.
And when October goes, the snow begins to fly of the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath the twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them when I was one of them. And when October goes, same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share the happy years. Turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see. Thank you.
same old dream appear. And you are in my arms to share a happy year. I turn my head away to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see October go. I should be over it now, I know. It doesn't matter how old I grow. I hate to see October go.
Bob Goulet, Johnny Mercer wrote that, and Barry Manilow, the music, and the music of the star, Leighton Lucas.
Thank you.
Leighton Lucas wrote that for a Hitchcock picture, Stage Fright. Here's Julie, London, that is.
I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I plan to love him all I can.
What is more exciting than the crisp, brisk weather in the fall?
It's especially delighting when you got a guy so handsome and so tall. And that's why I'm in the mood for this October. I found an end in summer, man.
You can talk about Maytime and a spring romance,
but even the snowy white December doesn't have a chance.
'Cause I am in the mood for this October.
I caught him in the autumn.
Music of the Stars. That was written by Bobby Troup. Bobby, your hubby. For the Pete King Orchestra. And here's Tony.
Chill winds and blue skies are everywhere. And I'm sentimental, 'cause I still care. Constantly dreaming of one love affair. The autumn waltz. Golden October is when we met. The wind dries the leaves, but my eyes stay wet. You are the one love that I can't forget. When I hear the autumn waltz, come back to me, come back to me. High on the haystack is where is about to begin, and the barn is a palace when sweethearts walk in. No strings this season, I'm on my own. It's the loneliest feeling I've ever known. If you don't show up, I'll just walk home alone when they play the autumn waltz.
Halloween Waltz. Something about Halloween and waltzing. And indeed, this is from the Stepford Wives. Sammy Davis Jr.
Do I hear a waltz? Very odd, but I hear a waltz. There isn't a band and I don't understand it at all. I can't hear a waltz. Oh my Lord, there it goes again. Why is nobody dancing in the street? Can't they hear the beat? Magical, mystical, miracle, can it be? Is it true? Things are impossibly lyrical. Is it me? No, it's you. I do hear a waltz. I see you when I hear a waltz. It's what I've been waiting for all my life, to hear a waltz. Do I hear a waltz? La-da-dee-da-da. Such lovely blue Danube music, how can you be still? I do hear a waltz. There it goes again. There's no dancing in the street. Can't they hear the beat? Roses are dancing with peonies. Yes, it's true. Don't you see? Everything suddenly Viennese. Can't be you, must be me. Do I hear a waltz? I want more than to hear a waltz. I want you to share it, 'cause oh boy, do I hear a waltz.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a waltz, and I don't waltz.
It's quite easy.
I could show you.
Oh, no. No, I should be afraid to try.
May I?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't waltz. No, really.
Sheriff.
Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Regular Tennessee, I think.
Spike Jones, of course. Homer and Jethro. Five hours gone. I won't say shot. Well, maybe with Spike there. What kind of gun was that he's using? Probably a Luger, knowing Spike. Homer and Jethro live at Vanderbilt University. Here's Jenny Smith. Steve Allen wrote this.
Pretty mom is in the kitchen this glorious day. Smell the gravy simmering nearly half a mile away. Lady Morning Glory, I say good morning to you. Chirpy little chickadee told me that my baby was true. Well, she really ran to get a frying pan when she saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weeper Willow, I'm through with. She saw me coming. Gonna get a taste before it goes to waste. This honeybee's humming. Mr. Weeping Willow, I'm through with all my faults. Cause my baby's ready to do the ever new gravy waltz.
Next week we move deeper into Halloween.
There's a song we have about a man who was a, when he was just a child, he was a child prodigy, like John Henry was with a hammer. Well, this man was with the dance. He was a wonderful dancer. He was just a little boy, he was waltzing all around, and he grew to be the world's greatest waltzer, but he was very, very unhappy about it, because, well, no one would dance with him. Isn't that right, Tony?
That's right.
Was too good of a dancer for them, and they didn't like to dance with him.
Because he was so a perfect waltzer.
He was so lonesome. And this is a song about Jonathan W. Astor. That was his name, a great dancer. And this is how he found a little bit of happiness.
Jonathan W. Astor was a master dancing man. He danced the day that he was born. His parents thought him grand. The tango and the samba he did with great alarm. But most he liked to dance the waltz until the break of dawn. I like the waltz, it has its faults, for there are some dances more fancy. I like the waltz simply because it makes me feel so dancy. One day he got an invitation to a ballroom dance, and he decided to accept, for he might get a chance to dance with lovely ladies with perfume in their hair, or even fat and ugly ones, he really didn't care. But at the ball, the same old story made his evening grim. He was a perfectionist and none would dance with him. So he thought he'd just go home and turn his radio on. But in the hall, he found a girl waltzing all alone. I like the waltz, it has its faults. It's not much fun unless danced by two. I wish I knew somebody who would waltz with me. I'm so blue, Danube. Thank you. Dum, dum, dum. She was dancing by herself there in a little nook. He quietly went to where she was to get a better look. She was a little different than either you or me, for she did not have two good legs, she had one, two, three. I like the waltz, I have my faults. I have three legs, but I'm in good health. I like the waltz simply because I have to dance all by myself. First the right foot, then the right foot, then the left foot, and then I repeat. I make no mistakes, I've got what it takes. 1, 2, 3 feet for waltzing is neat. 1, 2, 3 feet. Dum, dum, dum. Jonathan W. asked her if she'd like to dance, and she answered, yeah, third. And they began to waltz in a most peculiar way. She had three legs, he had two, and those who saw did say, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. They like the waltz, they have their faults, but who's to blame? We can't decide, maybe it's him, maybe it's her, but it is them, that's for darn sure. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, lady.
Yeah?
Anybody tell you dance like you got two left feet?
Not two right feet.
That's Lester Lannon. Remember him? First time I ever played him on the Music of the Stars. To which you're tuned. And we'll be back on again next week. Most of these Civic Media radio stations. CivicMedia.us. Got to wrap it up. But oh, I've got a treat. Not just for you, but for myself. Here's one of the most noted composers. You'd never think was a composer. I'm talking about, get ready, Anthony Hopkins. Yeah, he wrote music and he still does. And I got a big admiration for the music of Anthony Hopkins. I'm not kidding.
By Sir Anthony Hopkins, his beautiful waltz, and the waltz goes on.
This is Andre Rieu, composed by Anthony Hopkins, and the waltz goes on. Then we'll wrap it up. Till next week. Welcome our newest station on the Civic Media Radio Network, WZTI 107.3 Milwaukee. Until next week, then. And the waltz goes on by Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Another far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends.
Until next week, then, we delve further into the holiday. I'm Lou Vergano, your host. Thanks for being here. Best audience in town, because you...
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.